front door when inside, but you stop and look at your car.
You were always just this cute kid with a bit of a mouth on you, and I liked that.
Oh, what can I say? It's been pretty quiet here.
That was your Holby catch-up. Talking of Holby, Radio Link.
Three Counties Radio.
Acupuncture has been recommended by a health watchdog for the treatment of back pain. It's the first time that the complementary therapy has been given the all-clear by the National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence, otherwise known as NICE. But it's the wrong decision, according to Professor David Colquhoun, who's a leading pharmacologist from University College London. David, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You don't like this idea, David. It's because acupuncture, you don't think, has got any real grounding in making people better.
Well, the first thing to be said is that there's no effective treatment for low back pain. If there was, it wouldn't be such a problem. So not acupuncture, not drugs, not anything. So none of them work very well. That being said, the acupuncture and the other thing that they recommended, chiropractic, probably are no different from physiotherapy and exercise. The trouble is that although they're no more effective than perfectly ordinary treatments, they do come with a whole pile of mumbo-jumbo, which is not acceptable. Now, NICE don't mention any of this mumbo-jumbo, but this is a bit like the bait-and-switch method, you know, the car salesmen use. They get in with a respectable-sounding thing, like manipulating spines for back pain, but before you know where they are, you're going to be mixed up with all sorts of magical stuff like chi and meridians and subluxations.
Well, I mean, the thing is, David, NICE, as we've known over the past 5-6 years, they've been fairly tight on the kind of drugs they'll actually let into the NHS.
We
presume that they would do the same with acupuncture. They must have looked into it, haven't they?
They have looked into it. I'm afraid that the committee doing it, though, was unusually biased. It had really three, this was dealing with the whole of low back pain, it had three pro-chiropractic people on it. And that's I'm really surprised that NICE should have betrayed their normal standards. I really think they should actually begin again and think about it again, because they've neglected all these secondary consequences. You know, if you have acupuncturists in, then you're going to have to set up colleges of acupuncture and quangos to write reams of stuff evaluating the colleges and so on.
Well,
all the secondary expenses haven't been costed in.
The British Acupuncture Council said its members are trained to degree standard and adhere to codes of ethics and conduct.
Well, that's what they say, but, you know, I don't believe that things like chi and meridians, which are really disproved, all the mumbo-jumbo side of it, that's not fit for a degree in the first place. The degrees that talk about that sort of stuff aren't worth the paper they're written on, in my view.
Is it, do you feel maybe the people will look at some of your comments there, David, and saying the fact that you're a pharmacologist, you would say that anyway?
Well, no, not at all, because I'm not saying that drugs are any better. The drugs aren't very good either. The fact is that low back pain is an unsolved problem to a very large extent. I get no funding from the drug industry, and I'm not advocating in this particular case that people swallow drugs for the rest of their life if they've got back pain.
What about the argument, David, if it does make you feel better, then why not do it?
The answer to why not do it is that it may not poison your body, but it poisons your mind with all this sort of mumbo-jumbo stuff, which will come along with the straight spinal manipulation and so on. There's really no need for it, because exercise and physiotherapy is just as good. They should spend the money on more exercise and physiotherapists, not on things that bring in all this sort of horrid magical thinking.
David, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much. Professor David Colquhoun there, leading pharmacologist from University College London. Right, I'd like to throw that your way. Now, I don't have any axe to grind either way here, but if you get relief from it, then fine. I'd like to hear if you are a chiropractor or an acupuncturist, if that is a collective, then...